Wait upon me, says the Spirit of grace. Wait upon me to hear from Him, your shepherd, your commander in chief, Lord of the church, high priest, advocate, the anointed one. Wait upon me. A lifetime of counsel by friends and those who know me, and even those that would speak the truth. A lifetime of their counsel to you cannot provide for you what I can provide for you in one moment's time in my presence and transferring my life through my words. For my words are not just words, but my words are life, saith the Spirit of grace. So in all of your going about, in all of your coming in and going out, and in all of your speaking one to another to hear words of wisdom, there is one who waits for you daily. If you'll listen at the doorpost, if you'll take the time, I appreciate, says the Spirit of grace, your time in word and prayer and petition and lifting up of tongues of, that I create inside of you. But the connection is not always fully made unless you wait. Or as you speak to me, I want to speak to you. Even when there's a nothingness, even when there's a silence, I'm speaking in the silence, saith the Spirit of grace. For in all that you offer to me on a daily basis, complete the circuit. Stay in that place until you're assured that I've come and levied on you that proclamation of a servant that can hear, and a son and daughter that hears and listens at the doorpost. For I have many things to say to you, especially concerning your own personal life. Your lives will be energized and strengthened and nurtured. Go forth, every part of it, by hearing from me. The courage that you seek from a friend, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, saith the Spirit of grace. Hear from me, for I speak always, saith the Spirit of grace.